The remnants of what appear to have been an 18th century ship have been unearthed in New York by workers excavating near Ground Zero. The firm, AKRF, has been documenting historical material found during construction at the site, and an archaeologist with the firm, Michael Papalardo, was at the scene.
We had arrived at the construction site at about 6 in the morning to document landfilling devices that were constructed during the 19th century as they filled in this part of Manhattan. And a lot of it had been removed, but in the back dirt we saw some curved wooden timbers, roughly 4 inches by 6 inches in dimension, about 4 feet long. We had some more soil cleared from that area, and indeed there were a series of these poking out of the very dark gray muddy soils, and so we quickly came to the realization this was something more than the landfill cribbing we'd seen initially.
So it's in this, as you say, this dark gray soil. It's been described almost as a kind of ooze. Did that help preserve the wood? What kind of condition is it in?
Most of this wood is in very, very good condition. The mud itself probably is the reason for its preservation. In an anaerobic environment like this, deep under the ground, over about 20 feet down, there's no oxygen, so the types of activities that break wood down are not occurring.
What do we know about this ship? What kind of ship was it, and how do you think it might have been used?
We are learning more and more about it as we go. Today we had some people suggest that this was a ship designed to cross the ocean because it's a double-hulled ship, an outer hull, very sturdy timbers, and then an inner hull. Beyond that, I really don't know anything about it. I know that the landfill that it was found within was probably put there during the very early 1800s or around the turn of the century, so the ship would have predated that, and it probably would have been in service for some number of years or decades or more before the early 1800s, so that puts it into the 1700s.
So as an archaeologist, what kinds of things will you be looking for so that ship can tell you its story?
As an archaeologist, I've been focusing more on its context and where it came from and its relationship to the surrounding fills and these large structures that it's sort of built into. Other experts and conservators and wood experts perhaps will be able to tell us the age of it, the species of the trees that were used to construct it, how it was constructed, where it was constructed, and then maybe even when it was constructed. We found a wooden cleat, or what might be the portion of a wooden cleat, and I'm sure that will be very informative. We found a portion of a barrel. Maybe that'll be informative. We also are collecting the hardware used to assemble it, the spikes and nails, and they might be informative.
And what's eventually going to happen to those elements that you take out?
Well, I don't know. They're the port authorities, and I know that they're very interested. They're as interested as everybody else in this find, so maybe there'll be opportunities for them to display them, or maybe there'll be a local or state repository that would be interested. That's something we haven't talked about yet.
Well, given your line of work, this sounds like quite a find.
Yes, it was really exciting. We had a very, very interesting week for us.
Well, Mr. Papalardo, thank you very much for your time. All the best to you.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure talking to you as well.
Michael Papalardo is an archaeologist at the construction site of the World Trade Center. He's with the firm AKRF.
Thank you. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.